where I played a character, Chuck played a character, and it was about a very sick ventriloquist undergoing, I guess, a mental breakdown live on stage in the hour play. And I got unbelievable accolades, five-star reviews. I brought my art form into the legitimate elements of theater, not just a stand-up act. And I feel vindicated, I guess. But I'll tell you, the height of my career was having Tom Hanks come backstage and tell me I'm brilliant. Not long after that journalist wrote that. And so I have lived. I don't need to really accomplish anything else after having him, one of my idols, come back and tell me that.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you only have to satisfy yourself, don't you, really? You don't have to satisfy the media. I mean, what do we know?
Well, I don't know. You do in a way, you know. You have to satisfy the media. And what's funny about Hollywood, there's very little originality. Everything is a takeoff of something else, and everybody's afraid to break out from the mold. And as soon as someone does, like a TV show like Lost or the first reality show, which was, I think, Big Brother
or Survivor, possibly.
Survivor, I think, was the first really full-on departure from traditional television. And then, of course, everybody jumps on the bandwagon once someone takes that initial plunge and does something different. So, but you know, as an artist, I'm never satisfied. I know I can always be better in every performance and every show, and so that's kind of the drive that keeps you going.
I wish I'd been able to see Duality, because it sounds a bit dark, and obviously in the 18th century the popular perception was that ventriloquism was the devil's work, and movies like Magic and Night Shift and Poltergeist, they use talking inanimate objects in a genuinely scary way. What scares you?
What scares me, being old and being put into a an old age home and not being able to wipe myself and having to rely on a carer who could care less about the old man in the bed.
With all the voices in his head.
With all the voices in his head.
Magic was one of the scariest movies I ever saw. I remember thinking having to turn that off late at night.
A very funny anecdote. When that movie premiered, I was living in New York City, and I went to like the 2 o'clock show. There was hardly anybody in the theater, and I had just finished busking, and I had my puppet with me in the suitcase. In the middle of the movie, I just thought, should I just pull this puppet out and go running through the aisles and just scare the people?
I hope you did.
I didn't. Oh. I did not. But think about those odds.
You spend 36 weeks a year touring. How do you switch off?
I come home, and I'm a single dad, so I have an 8-year-old son, and I become a single father, and so I do that whole thing, and I go camping. I love going out bush, and I love going to wild places. I fly radio-controlled airplanes. I'm also a pilot in a single-engine aircraft. I love anything with ology on the end, geology, anthropology, history. So I love the earth sciences. So I have a lot of hobbies that take me away from the fast life of performance.
And you talked earlier about bringing ventriloquism into the theatrical realm, and your development and use of puppetronics has really brought the art form into the 21st century. Where next for ventriloquism?
I don't know. I mean, Chuck's Revenge probably will be the show with the most storyline, a solid storyline of all my shows. It's an amazing show. I have not explained it, have I?
Please explain.
Chuck finds out that I'm thinking of retiring, and if I retire, all the puppets die or get sold off to a museum. So he's bribed all of the characters, Teddy, Grandpa Fred, all of them, to go to the dark side, be with him while he takes over my brain and keeps me from retiring. And it does have some elements from the Duality show, the funny bits. And then in the end of the first act, I am so frustrated and aggravated, I exclaim, I wish I never met you puppets, where that wish magically gets granted. And the rest of the show is a world where I never existed. And the puppets have another ventriloquist. They're all different and twisted. It's kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. Teddy smokes cigars in the new reality. Sidney Beaverman, the beaver, is a koala bear. Grandpa Fred has a sex change. It's quite an amazing transformation. And of course, all the way I'm trying to find my way back to my reality.
Sounds fantastic, David.
It is. It's an amazing show. And for the first time, I'm using projection screens as my backdrop. There'll be stills for all the characters and then some very interesting and unique video effects and transitions.
Well, look, it's been fascinating to speak with you, David. Thank you so much for your time today.
Max, thanks for your time today.
No worries. Have a good trip.
Bye.